This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Well, with a Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can find options that fit your budget and potentially lower your bills. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The American Airlines Advantage Business Program is changing the way companies book travel and get rewarded. Designed for fast-growing businesses, the program makes it easy to earn rewards. And it's free to join. Your company earns one Advantage mile for every dollar spent on business travel booked anywhere with American. Use these miles to help offset future travel expenses, transfer to employees, and more. You'll also gain access to a suite of tools to streamline travel management, including the ability to view employee activity, manage trip credits, and report with ease. And it's a win-win. Travelers can earn additional loyalty points on top of what they already earn through the Advantage program, helping them reach status faster. Earn more on business travel you're already taking with the American Airlines Advantage Business Program. Register today at aa.com/Advantage Business.
Today's news is very interesting. This is the Let Freedom Podcast, December 5th, 2025. We're going to kick it over to Jeremy, who's going to break it down for us.
Here's the news. In a major win for conservatives in red states, the Supreme Court has cleared the way for Texas to use its newly drawn congressional map for the 2026 midterm elections. The map, which had been challenged by lower courts over claims of racial gerrymandering, now stands. Experts estimate that it could shift up to 5 congressional seats toward Republicans, giving the party a stronger foothold in the House and potentially reshaping the balance of power in Washington. Texas lawmakers redrew the districts to reflect political realities, ensuring that representation aligns with the actual voting population rather than court-mandated quotas. The Supreme Court's conservative majority concluded that previous attempts to block the map were judicial overreach, interfering with the democratic process and election timelines. Conservatives argue that the ruling reinforces the principle that elected legislatures, not unelected judges, should determine congressional representation. Republican leaders have celebrated the decision as a triumph for state sovereignty and common sense in governance. They point out that past attempts to challenge maps under racial gerrymandering claims were often used to unfairly block redistricting efforts that simply reflected population growth and political shifts. By affirming Texas's map, the court has signaled that partisan redistricting, so long as race is not the predominant factor, is permissible and lawful. The ruling has immediate implications for the 2026 midterms. With several key districts now favoring Republicans, the party could strengthen its hold in the House, making it harder for Democrats to push their legislative agenda. Conservatives see this as a corrective measure to counteract liberal overreach and to ensure that elections reflect the will of the voters rather than judicial interference. Critics warn that the decision could encourage aggressive partisan redistricting in other Republican-leaning states, potentially exacerbating national political polarization. Yet supporters argue that these warnings ignore the fact that redistricting is a constitutional power of state legislatures. Conservatives contend that allowing states to draw districts without undue judicial intervention preserves the integrity of the federal system and ensures accountability to voters. For grassroots conservatives, the ruling is also a message. Engaging in state-level politics and electing lawmakers aligned with your values can have far-reaching effects. The Supreme Court's decision reinforces the idea that political victories at the state level can translate into national impact, shaping not just congressional representation, but the broader policy landscape. Ultimately, this is more than a win for Texas. It is a reaffirmation of fundamental principles of American governance, that states have the authority to manage their own elections, that legislative power belongs to the people's representatives, and that courts should not dictate political outcomes. As the 2026 midterms approach, Republicans see this as a strategic advantage, a safeguard for conservative representation, and a victory for constitutional governance. Conservative commentators note that the decision restores a sense of balance in the political process, reinforcing the notion that judicial activism should not dictate how states conduct their elections. The Supreme Court's ruling on Texas's redistricting map ensures that the voters' voice, channeled through their elected officials, remains central in shaping Congress. For Republicans, it is a major boost and a clear signal that state sovereignty and conservative principles can prevail against liberal judicial overreach. Bottom line, this Supreme Court decision is a victory for constitutional order, for the principle of state-led governance, and for conservatives nationwide. It sets the stage for a potentially transformative 2026 midterm cycle and demonstrates that engaging at the state level can have powerful, far-reaching consequences for national politics.
Thank you for listening to the Let Freedom Podcast, and thanks to Jeremy for breaking that down for us. Don't forget to listen to our full episode incoming tomorrow, and we'll see you in the next one.